Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to the Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Northern Dutchess Botanical Gardens, where the plants they grow are the plants they sell in the backwoods of Rhinebeck, ndbgonline.com, and Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust, with seven locations to serve you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hudson High Falls, and Pleasant Valley. WilliamsLumber.com. And Gigi Clausen is here from the Phantom Gardener in Rhinebeck, and we are talking about, this kind of cool little micro season we've just gotten into. It's, I guess some places would call it late summer, but I don't know. It's just like, wow, it's just been good sleeping weather. The sun just doesn't feel quite so intense. The shade feels shadier. I don't know. It feels good to me. I'm glad.
It's nice. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about something totally different because it's the best time of year to eat. I have had some sweet corn.
Oh, yum.
I'm going to have some more tonight. I'm just going to put it on the grill and have sweet corn. It's just, I don't know, this year, I don't know if it was the slow spring, slow, damp spring. Everything just thrived.
Yeah, and it's been really nice. I planted my veggie garden really late this year. So I've been harvesting like tons of cucumbers, but my tomatoes are just coming on, which is great because I've been, taking care of them. They're looking good. And I suspect that they'll, continue to produce through frost. I've had cucumbers all summer. Those are pretty much coming to an end. My zucchini's like over. So, but it's fun. This is the perfect time to plant all those cool season. Continue the harvest, but you're right. Homegrown produce just tastes so good. Oh. And I feel like we wait so long for it. So then, I don't know, maybe this is the best year, but I feel like I say that myself a lot, like with my cucumbers this year. I'm like, I think these are the best cucumbers we have ever grown. So that's really true, but it's just so, they're just so tasty and so fresh.
Yeah,
So.
And local farm stands. I am blessed with having local farm stands. So sweet corn that's picked like every day.
Yeah.
They're digging potatoes.
Oh, yum!
Those wonderful little red potatoes. I just got a bunch, with the dirt still on them, and it's just sort of like, oh my gosh, it's. I grew up in Kern County, we grew potatoes. And so, I know what a potato is supposed to taste like. And sometimes, the potatoes just don't taste like potatoes. But boy, go to a farm stand,
Yes. Yeah. And we're so lucky there's so many around.
Oh, I
So
know.
you can get so many good veggies and fruit and all sorts of good stuff.
And I love taking summer squash and, slicing it into little rounds and putting it in a bowl with some olive oil and some herbs. And just like, you could keep a jar of that in the fridge and just every time you cook, just throw some either in a skillet or throw some like on a grill in a pan.
Yum.
Oh my gosh. It's just like, oh, please. Yes.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Just,
Yep.
yeah, the good old grill.
I know my shishito peppers are coming on too.
Ooh.
So, I've had some here and there, but all of a sudden I'm like, okay, we got a bunch. So we'll definitely be grilling those probably tonight.
And poblanos are here. And I have a friend who grows tons of poblanos. And I always get like a whole truck full of poblanos. And then I turn on the grill and then I sear them to get so I can peel them. Sear them, stick them in a paper bag, let them sweat and then pull the skins off and then you just can freeze them. And I don't know, poblanos are my ultimate pepper. I think they are so Good. Oh, yum.
So yummy.
So, do you still have seeds for like spinach and stuff at the store?
Yeah, definitely. We have a lot of seeds, believe it or not. A lot of the 2027 seeds are rolling in now. But
Wow.
yeah, great choices for seeds as well as veggie starts and herbs. Just restocked this past week with all sorts of brassicas like kale and collards, kohlrabi, broccoli. Then there's all sorts of lettuces and Asian greens and fennel and scallions, carrots, all sorts of great stuff.
Ooh,
Herbs. Yeah. So
herbs.
great time to plant, do another succession of veggies, and then they'll take you right through frost. You'll have all sorts of delicious stuff. If any of
Yeah.
your herbs are kind of putzing out, or maybe you've harvested all your basil by now for pesto and such, it's not too late. Plant another succession and you'll have all sorts of yumminess coming out of your garden till a hard freeze.
Yeah, I've been smart this year on pinching my basil back. So I have
Right.
these nice fat basil plants, you know, it's
Nice.
just like, but that's the one, you know, that's the key. You got to just stay on those. But, you know, there's so many like my tarragon, you know, my tarragon just winters over in the pot. I
Yeah.
just put it under a bench on the deck. And
Awesome.
the leaves that are all dry, I could just go out and, you know, use those during the winter. It's ditto time, you know.
Yes, exactly.
You know,
Right.
those things, those pots
Mint.
overwinter.
Yep. Mint, sometimes like savory and some of those things. Right. It's perfect.
Yeah, it's just because, I mean, it's so great to be able to go out and cook, you know, with just, you know, pick an herb, you know, pick. You know, just chives. You know, chives are the easiest thing in the world. And, you know, having like, oh, you know, like I'm going to have these fresh dug red tomatoes with olive oil, butter, garlic, and chives. You know,
Oh,
it just,
perfect.
you know, just like, yes,
With
you
a side of sweet corn, that's like all you need.
know. Oh, I'm going to throw a burger at it. And,
Ooh.
I got some mozzarella and a really, really good tomato that, I mean, I grew up smelling stuff to see if it was ripe. And I picked up this tomato in a farm stand and it was just like, oh my gosh, this tomato is perfect. So
Oh.
I got a perfect tomato and some mozzarella and some arugula and, you know, it's
Oh.
gonna be basil, gonna be good.
Incredible.
Oh, we're so lucky. We're just so lucky to be living in a place where food is so beautifully grown, so tasty, and so available. So, yeah, just do it. So, yeah, what are you gonna have for dinner?
What am I gonna have for dinner? I better start planning. Shishito peppers, maybe a cucumber tomato salad.
Ooh, yum.
Don't really have a protein figured out, like maybe just an easy veggie burger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but definitely the shishitos. I do want to grill those tonight. Because I've been
Yeah.
watching them for like the last few days and I'm got a good little bounty for us
That's
tonight.
one of the fun things about growing food is watching it grow. But
Yeah.
you know, hopefully, you know, but peppers aren't one of the things that the squirrels, the birds, or the deer eat. You know, they leave peppers pretty much alone.
Right. And they tend to be, disease resistant and
Yeah.
the bugs tend to not really bother them. I love growing peppers. They're really easy, and that's why. And plus, I just have fun growing all different kinds. I don't do the spicy ones myself, but my husband loves them, and so I have fun growing all that and making him eat all these spicy ones.
Yeah,
But
boy, it's getting time to like, you know, take all those extra tomatoes and like make sauces and stick them in the freezer, and then you got winters, you have food all winter long. I like the old ice cube trick of putting my basil in an ice cube tray with some water and freezing them, and then put them in a baggie so I can just like throw basil ice cubes into stuff what I'm cooking in the winter.
Oh, that's so cool. Absolutely. And I've made pesto and put that in the ice cube trays too. And then you can just throw like a little cube in, and so
I
fun.
made some garlic scape pesto this summer that was, oh
Oh,
my gosh, out of this world. So,
that
oh yeah,
sounds
food, food, food. Here we are.
amazing.
Food, fair, fun,
Flowers.
flowers. It's all happening,
Yeah.
the FFF,
That's right. That's
So
right.
enjoy, get in your local nursery garden center, get to into your local fair, get it to your local farm stand, and or even your own garden if you were lucky enough to have a really good veggie garden. But yeah, enjoy the bounty of the year. So, Juge, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on.
Oh, it's always my pleasure. And thank you, Tony Capalbo, for making the Dutchess County Fair so beautiful. So we're out of here. Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Eden Design, sustainable landscape design and outdoor architecture. EdenDesignOnline.com. Ward's Nursery Garden Center and Wild Bird Shop, helping gardeners grow in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and at wardsnursery.com. And I Must Garden, all natural, pleasantly scented animal repellents. Don't quit spraying. Available at independent garden centers. More information at imustgarden.com. Ooh, yeah. Eat good food, grow great flowers, and just relax.
Good advice.